Welcome to the Two Peas in a Podcast, and I am your host, Cameron Cox. Alone this time, but it's whatever. Do you know what's killing people, animals, and the polar ice caps, and they all have it in common? The amount of carbon-based pollution is a major cause of all the above. A lot of the power we're using at the moment is actually causing a lot of the carbon buildup in our lives at the moment. Oil, coal, natural gas, power plants, all of the above are under the same roof, causing the amount of carbon buildup. The amount of carbon absorbed by the plants is just not enough with everything going on. With cars, it's okay. It can suffice. We can live with it. But with the power plants, it causes enough carbon to where it cannot absorb all of it, and it goes into the atmosphere, causing acid rain, and it hurts the ozone as well. Not only that, it can cause lung cancer and skin cancer for people. Some people have tried to use energy that is more environmentally friendly sources of power, like wind, wave, solar, water, thermoelectric, and biofuel power plants, but all of the above take a lot of room, and they do not create a lot of power. So we would need to take up even more room to take account of how many residents are in whatever town or city it's supplying for. Nuclear power is not only powerful, but it doesn't take up that much room. It doesn't need a lot to make enough power to power entire cities. And I say cities because it only takes a kilowatt of uranium to power a small town for an entire year. The fuel costs a little bit, but it's worth the amount of power created. Compared to coal and other power sources, produced almost four times the amount made by other sources. This not only means we not have to use that much of it, but it also means that even with how hard it is to get rid of it, there will not be as much of it, and as it is becoming more fuel efficient, we will use even less, and less is more manageable. The more manageable it becomes. If we have to, we could shoot all of our problems into the sun when technology is good enough. We will not need to bury it all underground. This could not only push us further into the future, but it could also help you save money, because coal is not as powerful, so we constantly would need to power it. Your tax dollar, and losing all that money on coal, even though it's constantly damaging our planet, is a waste. So you're paying your tax dollars to not only kill animals, but hurt our planet. So this is the question to choose. Do you choose to kill the planet, or do you choose to keep our planet happier and healthier?